Blog Talk Radio.
Mary Hollis, the director of the Next Chapter Widow Ministry, a ministry embracing widows. Thank you for tuning in tonight to our show. The purpose of our ministry is to exemplify love to widows through regular encouragement and information about the many decisions of the first 3 years. Our scripture read, "Honor widows that are widows indeed." That's coming from 1 Timothy 5:3. Yes. For the last several weeks, we have brought in widows to share their testimonies, how they've gotten through their journey, are going through their journey with the loss of a spouse. Well, we're going to continue to give you those testimonies tonight, and also until the end of this month, we will have different testimonies. I hope that you've enjoyed the one that you've heard so far. But before we begin, before we listen to the next testimony, I would like to read something before we go and bring our guest on tonight. I would like to read Psalms 34, the International Version. As I read this week, the words, you know, sometimes you read some scripture, and when you read it again, you get something different from it. And that's just the way the word is. The more you read the Bible, God enlightens you and give you vision of what he really is trying to say in these scriptures. And I would like to read the International Version. It's a long scripture, but it's very meaningful. And I'm going to read the International Version, of course. "I will exalt the Lord at all times. His praise will always be on my lips. I will glory in the Lord. Let the afflicted hear and rejoice. Glorify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he answered me. He delivered me from all of my fears. Those who look to him are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame. This poor man called, and the Lord heard him. He saved him out of all of his troubles. The angels of the Lord encamp around those who fear him, and he will deliver them. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the one who takes refuge in him. Fear the Lord, you his holy people, for those who fear him lack nothing. The lions may grow weak and hungry, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. Come, my children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Whoever of you love life and desire to see many good days, keep your tongue from evil and your lips from telling lies. Turn from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are attentive to their cry. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to blot out their name from the earth. The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears them. He delivered them from all their troubles. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. The righteous person may have many troubles, but the Lord delivers him from all them all. He protects all his bones. Not one of them will be broken. Evil will slay the wicked. The foes of the righteous will be condemned. The Lord will rescue his servants. No one who takes refuge in him will be condemned. This week, read that again and think about all the things that God promised you in the scripture. Whenever you need to cry out to him, read the scripture, and he's telling you that he will be there through all of your troubles, and he will be close to the brokenhearted and save those who our spirit are crushed. So just know that God can deliver you from all of these things. He promised you in this scripture. Well, tonight we do have a testimony, but tonight the testimony is not coming. It's coming from your director of the Next Chapter Widow Ministry, myself. I would like to give my testimony of what I've gone through, the journey that I've walked in the last 23 years. God prepared me for the storm and the journey in my life. I have been a widow for 23 years, and he prepared me several years, about seven or more years, just before that, before I met my husband, Al. I went through an emotional experience with an ex-fiancé years before then. I thought I was going to have a nervous breakdown, but he kept me. Yes, God kept me. He sent an angel to me because I was alone here in Atlanta. He had that angel to help me to instill and inhale scriptures when I felt like I was going to lose my mind. These scriptures helped me to become stronger in my faith and my belief in God. That angel was a lady that I met when I first came to Atlanta. But God always is there. You think that he's not, you can't see him yet, he's not there. But he sent that angel to instill those scriptures within me. And those scriptures became my source and my sword to go forward. But that purpose for that moment was to strengthen me, because he was getting ready to take me through some other trials and tribulations. But he prepares you. So he prepared me with what I needed to use when I went through another trial and tribulation. He gave me words like, be still and know that I am God. Psalms 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Promised me that I would not want for anything. Psalms 27. The Lord is the light of my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Yes, he taught me that I didn't have to be afraid what I was going through, that he will be there for me. He also gave me the scripture 37. Fret not thyself because of evil doers, neither be thy envious against the work of iniquity, for they should soon be cut off like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. He gave me that scripture also. He also gave me a scripture, Psalms 91. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Yes, he gave these scriptures to me because he knew that I was going to be going through some other stuff. And he was preparing me to be able to be strong enough to go through this next journey in my life. Yes, these scriptures helped me to fight off the enemies, Satan, to keep me from losing my mind. Because he knew what I was going to get, I was getting ready to go through years down the road. But I want to let you know, whatever you may be going through, the loss of your spouse, health problem, finances, get these sources. Get the source is the word. Your sword are the scriptures to help you heal and to keep you sane. Yes, losing a husband at 6 years of marriage, two children, one was 10 months and the other was 4 years old. Yes, you need the word. You need the scripture to keep you from being sane, insane. Yes, God kept me, and he promised he will never leave me or forsake me. He showed me proof. He showed me proof better than 100 proof of vodka. I didn't drink, but I just wanted you to know it was better than, you know, vodka is pretty strong. But he showed me proof that he would never leave me or forsake me. As I continued to raise my children, he had neighbors, friends, family, church members, and I don't want to forget the barbers, my son Barber, his coaches to be mentors for him. It was a village he sent to rescue me from any lack of needs that I needed to that needed to be met. Today, my daughter, I don't want to boast about this, but I just want to show you how good God is. My daughter is 28 years old. She did get, she received her master's degree in education. She is a school teacher. She married a sergeant from the Fulton County Sheriff's Department, and I have a beautiful grandson, Josiah. He's turning 2 years old this coming Saturday. What a blessing. And my son, he graduated from college with a bachelor's degree in computer science and doing well in that career. Stand firm on his word. Be strong and courageous in the Lord. He will never leave you or forsake you. May God be the glory. Sheila, I know you're on the air. Is there any question? I normally ask questions to the widows that have been given their testimony. Is there anything that you want me to share from my testimony or anything to the caller out there tonight?
Yes, Mary. First of all, thank you for sharing your story. Are you hearing me okay?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Thank you for sharing your story. You know, as our leader, we're always so appreciative for what you do, and sometimes we forget that people in leadership have gone through some things themselves, and you're such an all-star in the terms of being able to be an example for others to follow. But one of the things I did want you to share is how have you been able to handle raising children by yourself financially? You know, sometimes when people lose their spouses, you know, they wonder how they're going to make it financially, just having known you for so many years. Why don't you share about how God has blessed you with different jobs and things that have allowed you time to still spend with your children?
Well, I must say I've been blessed. Some people, when they lose their spouse, they don't have any enough insurance to cover, to take care of different things. I was blessed because it seems like God was preparing my husband for this exit, because he made sure that I had enough insurance to cover certain expenses. He also worked for the fire department for 25 years, so I did receive a pension from him, but it still, that was God preparing me for this purpose, so he knew I needed to have those different things in place to help me to do to go on this journey and to do his will. It still wasn't easy because, you know, you have to learn how to manage it to be able to take care of the different expenses throughout my last 23 years. But what I want to share that when I questioned him, I said, God, you know my salary will not pay the bills. Can't pay the mortgage and all the things that are there. So what he did, he kept showing me. He kept showing me proof that he would never leave me or forsake me. 2 weeks after my husband passed, I went down to the city of Atlanta where he worked to pick up his last paycheck. And my husband was a workaholic. But so I didn't know about the different things that the fire department and the city of Atlanta provided for widows as well. But when I got down there, I was thinking about picking up his check, and I knew it was maybe just enough maybe to take care of maybe 1 month's rent or whatever, a mortgage. Because the fire department, you know, the police department don't make a whole lot of money. But when I got done, because my husband works all the time, he had built up extra overtime money and so forth. So when I picked up that check, I looked at it and I was amazed. It was more than enough for me to live off of for the next 6 months. So that was a blessing right there, from his paycheck plus all the overtime and that. So God there showed me right there that he would never leave me or forsake me. Then later on, there was the insurance policy. The insurance company didn't want to pay for the insurance because it was less than a year old, and they didn't have to really pay it, but God provided. I was able to get the insurance to take care of certain bills and so forth. So I was fortunate to have those things, but I had to get my kids through the different school year, provided for them, making sure that they had clothes on their backs and food and everything. So it was a journey making sure that money spread to take care of those different things. You know, he provided ways that the fire department had grants where I could, the kids could apply each year for some money for their college education. So, I, like I said, God kept providing each and every step of the way. I mean, they the funds were not did not take care of all of the college funds, but enough to help out in the ways that I needed. So God just kept planting the seed as I went on and on through my journey. And I would say I'll leave at that.
Yeah, and that's good, because sometimes we just feel like, you know, how are we going to make it? And so from what you said, you didn't necessarily know how you're going to make it, but as the need arose, he took care of the need.
Exactly.
And so we're always grateful to God for just always being there right on time. Another thing that I wanted you to share with, if you have a little time left, is when we visit your house, it's just always so in order. Sometimes when the husband passes, they were the ones who made sure that the house stayed repaired and all the things that need to be done to the car. And so why don't you talk about how you have people in your life, how God has sent people in your life to provide you the things that you need to do the things that maybe the husband would have normally been doing.
Well, yes, he you know, I think he never left me, not a minute. And right now he's still providing. He's still providing, even though my kids are not here at home. They're all on their own now. I am here alone, but he's right here with me, making sure that things are being taken care of, because I got some things right now to be taken care of, and I know he's going to work it out. But he kept sending me, well, I have his best friend he can fix anything. He's a home improvement guy, and pretty much he did a lot of the work for me, the different things that I needed done. And whenever I needed someone else, he would refer, as well as I also had another friend of his that whenever they found someone that they would use, they would recommend these people to me. So God was always putting people with information that I needed. So it was a blessing. When I look back now, I see that God just had his angel there with me from the beginning to now. I mean, just showing me the way. He kept putting the right people, and I got good referrals, and I kept those referrals. And right now I refer those people to widows that call and ask me for referrals. Shirley McPherson, she called me. She spoke to me yesterday. And she wanted to thank me just to refer someone to come and fix something in her basement. She's one of our new widows, a year in her loss. And she wanted to thank me so much for sending this person over, referring this person to her, because they didn't take advantage of her, because there was a people before had taken advantage of some of the things that she had had done. And she was so thankful that they did exactly what she needed and didn't. It wasn't very costly. So God just find the right people and send them your way. And that's what he's been doing from the beginning.
Thanks, Mary.
I have about more minutes. If you have another question, I'll be glad to answer.
I have one more question. When you talk about people being able to help you and doing things like that, tell us how you manage to have things done so well and still maintain being single all of these years and not allowing any of these men to swoop you up and marry you.
It was very hard. It wasn't an easier task. I have always been sort of a clean freak. I'm not as clean as I used to be. It came from my mom. My mom, I would have to clean so well that I could see and eat off a floor. So it came from my mom first, you know. and how I was raised. But I was always organized on my job. I had very good jobs. And the funniest thing, all my jobs, every single job that I've gone on an interview, I've gotten the job on the first interview. But now it's changed because I guess I'm getting older. But all the jobs, but he's blessed me with a very good career and good jobs. And getting back to what you asked as far as I've just been being organized. And also, you know, God has been in my life every minute of the day. I talk to him all day long. I mean, sometimes when I sneeze, I say, excuse me, in my house alone. I say, excuse me, or I say something. I'm talking to him just like he's right here. You know, if I say something, Mr. Say Something Wrong, I'm talking with him. God is, he is my all in all. I give him all the credit for everything that he's happened in my life and my purpose. And I don't know if I'm not answering the question correctly, but it's just that I've always been an organized person, and it has helped me to be organized. And I am one to research as far as getting people to do things in my house. I get references. I just don't grab hold of anybody. I do references, and my neighbors will say, oh, if Mary got them doing it, I'm going to get them too, because I know she done researched those people, make sure that they were legit. So I just say the gift God has given me to be organized and just given me the tools that I need to survive, self-sufficient.
Okay, that's what I was just also wondering. You know, how were you able to manage to stay single all of these years with all of those gifts?
Well, I have dated, and I'm going to be honest with you. I've dated several men throughout the time, but they were not, you know, God always made sure that I didn't get caught up into mess. And I didn't really, to be honest with you, I'm a kind of person that if I see where you have too much baggage and I can't deal with it, I let you go. I tell the Father, I just pray and say, take him out of my life. If he shouldn't be there, you need to fix it. And he does. The person disappears. So, but, you know, I do want a companion at this time in my life. At this time, because all my kids are gone, I am ready to have someone in my life. I'm not sure the marriage part yet, but one step, I do want a companion. I want to travel. So, and I do want that very much so. And I am looking for God to send a person in my life soon, because I think I've done a majority of the things that he wants me to do, and I'm not going to stop doing it, but I do need someone. I do need a companion.
Hear that, Lord?
I will send my way.
I said, I know the Lord. I know the Lord heard that.
And I'm just going to be, you know, it's a long time being alone. And
yes,
keeping on one side of the bed.
That's right. Well, we only have about a minute or so left, so I wanted you to be able to close out our show for the night. And we certainly thank you for sharing, though, Mary.
Okay, thank you. You're welcome. And next week we're going to have another testimony. If you want to give a testimony, call in. But I have it pretty much lined up. I do have an opening for next week, so if anybody on the air wants to call me and let me know that they want to do a testimony, please free to. But we are all the rest of the month, we already have someone already booked for those days. Oh, one other thing, Sheila, before we end. We are having a meeting on the third Saturday, which is the 18th. It is very important that you come to that meeting and share it with others, too. Bring a widow with you, a new widow, or whatever. Just bring someone with you, because we have lots to talk about as far as our trip next year. And there is something special that I want to share with you all at that meeting. And the only way that you're going to find out what it's about is if you show up. So be blessed and have a great week, and tune in again next week to listen to the next testimony.
Anything All right, else? Thank you. Good night.
Okay, good night.
All right. Good night. That is blessing, no more stressing.